Hi, it's Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is why walking is important. Now, I don't think anybody can argue that walking isn't at least somewhat important. I mean, you've got to walk around the house to do your chores, to get from the couch to the refrigerator, to go to bed. You got to walk from your house to your car to... and then walk from your car to the office, into the store, and all that stuff, right? Walk around the office. But what I'm really meaning is walking long enough and in a manner that gets you what you want to do, where you want to go, not from place to place, but to walk long enough so it has the effect on your body, and even more so, it has the effect on your mind. First, let's talk about the body. Yes, I mean, the walking you do just in a normal life, it helps you, right? You burn a few calories, you keep your weight somewhat under control by doing that. But what I mean is you walk long enough so it has the effect. And for me, this usually is probably like a minimum of about 20 minutes, and better, you know, more like a half an hour, and then as often as I have time for, up to an hour. And I consider this a cardiovascular exercise. You know, I'm 48. I'm have a lot of extra weight. I'm a big person. So I'm, you know, at this point, I'm not really interested in jogging and running and doing that, or really intense cardio, although I have experimented with sprinting. But even if I would be sprinting once or twice a week, I would also be wanting to be walking multiple times a week. And what I find is if I don't walk, that's the key. If you don't do it, if I don't walk multiple times a week, my weight starts to creep up. My stomach gets larger. I feel more sluggish. I don't feel well, okay? I don't sleep as soundly. I toss and turn. I don't move my bowels properly if I don't walk, you know? The more you walk and the longer you walk, the more that works your digestion, and you go to the bathroom better, you know, with plenty of water and plenty of walking. It improves your health in this area. You know, it's kind of a disgusting area, but it's important. Just think of how you feel when you haven't had a bowel movement for a few days. I mean, you feel so terrible. But what if, on the other hand, you had like this giant bowel movement every morning for your whole life? I mean, aren't you going to think you're going to feel better from that? I know it's a disgusting topic, but that's what the walking does for you. That's what walking long enough does for you. And walking is fairly inexpensive. There is some expense, and I don't think people who are really hardcore walking enthusiasts talk about it enough, and that's the expense of the shoes. The shoes are the most critical element to the walking. You gotta have good shoes that feel that your feet don't hurt with every step, and this is critical into your walking ability. So if you're gonna take up a walking program, the first thing you gotta do is buy really good tennis shoes, or some sort of walking shoe that's good with lots of cushion. The heavier you are, the fatter you are, the more out of shape you are, the more critical this is. Because after you walk for a good 5 or 10 minutes on cheap shoes, your feet are going to ache and your lower legs are going to scream with pain. You've got to have good shoes. I usually buy these Nike Monarchs and Nike Air with my size and my wide feet, and it's the only place I can seem to find it. I gotta buy it on Zappos, and it's expensive, right? And the problem with these is these kind of shoes, they wear out because I'm walking in them. They wear out quickly. So I'm buying like 2 or 3 or 4 pairs of these shoes a year. And this is critical to your walking. Is if you undertake it, you've gotta buy the shoes often enough that your feet don't hurt. So right now I've been kind of struggling with my walking because the shoes are worn out. When you look at them, they look beautiful. They're pure white, yet they don't look like they've been used at all. But I can tell by my feet that they hurt. So I ordered another pair. I'm expecting them to come in the mail here the next few days. So anyway, that's the key to the walking well, is putting the money in the shoes and the good, thick, athletic sock. All the other clothes don't really matter so much. Right? Yeah, you probably have clothes. You'd wear loose clothes, all right? Don't wear tight jeans when you want to walk for 30 minutes. Don't wear, you know what I mean? That part is the simple part. It's the shoes that you want to concentrate on, and having thick athletic socks that are really comfortable and that you only wear for the walking, and wash them afterwards. So that's really the only gear you need. Maybe we put some sort of a watch or some way to measure. You know, the easiest way to go for a half hour walk is to walk 15 minutes in one direction. When you get to the 15 minutes, turn around and come back. I mean, that's the easiest way to go a half an hour. Or you do it in your neighborhood. You walk out your door and you don't have to warm up to walk, right? It's as soon as you take the step, that's your workout. You don't have to warm up. That's kind of the beauty of the walking. Walking is a warm up. When I'm getting ready to lift weights, I go on the treadmill and walk. That's my warm up for the weight. So it's a beautiful exercise. Plus, everything you do in your life that's fun, you will normally involve quite a bit of walk. So the better you are at walking, the better you are at life. Just walking from bar to bar when you're drinking is pretty nice. Walking, walking to the clubs is fun. When you're traveling and seeing sightseeing, walking, all day is critical to having the fun. Because that's how you get to see everything, is by the walking, all right? It's just such a great way to be. And the more you just say, hey, I've got to incorporate this walking into my lifestyle enough so I feel good and I can do it. And I can do it at the drop of a hat. I can walk all day. And maybe, yeah, right now, yeah, you can't walk all day. I can't walk all day. I can sit all day, but I can't walk all day. But I keep doing this over and over and over again. And to feel good, to make my life better. And that's what my website is all about, making your life better. Walking makes my life better. It will make your life better. Go online and order the proper shoes for you. And you got to get your size, and they got to be big, and they got to be thick-soled, and they have to be wide enough for your feet that you don't hurt when you walk. Because you're going to have to walk a lot. Now, if you're young and you don't have foot problems, this is really going to be really easy for you. But the older you get, the heavier you get, the more you haven't walked all your life, the good shoes are going to be critical. Okay, so I mean, that's kind of the health effects. And I don't, I've got a good heart. I don't have the high blood pressure or cholesterol and all of that. And I attribute it to being a walker for all these years. I've enjoyed the walking. I love to go out to nature and hike. And I do that, once every weekend or once every other weekend. And I'm, planning my trips and planning most of my trips around scenic venues to enjoy walking up to them and seeing them with things in my own eyes. I'm not satisfied with seeing pictures on the internet or books of places. I want to see them myself, and the only way I can do that is by getting my car or flying to them and walking into the big beautiful cities, walking into the wilderness, walking up the mountain, walking to the scenery. Okay, and the way you prepare for this fun, for the magnificence and the spectacular scenery and the adventure, is by walking every week, as many times a week as possible. And I know this is hard. I know you'd just rather come home, turn on the TV, order a pizza, and not do the walking. I know how this is, because that's what I'd say. Well, boy, I worked 9 or 10 hours a day. I'm just exhausted. I've got to work on my computer programming, and I've got to do the laundry, and I've got to do this, that, and the other thing, and I don't feel like it. But if you can force yourself to get walking, you'll quickly find that after a bit, yeah, it's wonderful. And if you truly are that short a time, well, maybe you cut the walk short that day, right? Instead of going for 30 minutes, go for 20 minutes or 15 minutes, okay? You'll catch on. I mean, the other day, and then sometimes you can incorporate your chores into the walk. So give that some more thought. And the second point about walking that I find amazing almost every time I walk is after I've been walking for long enough, let's say after about the first 10 or 15 minutes, the normal cares of the day, they start to subside. And that's where I have some of my deepest insights and my best ideas and start remembering the things that need to be remembered and start thinking about things that matter to me. And that's the beauty of walking, because it's stressful enough on your body that after you've been walking for just long enough, you'll start to think and think deeply. When you first walk out the door, you won't be thinking deeply, right? If you're walking from the car, from the house to the car to go to work, that's not long enough of a walk to do any thinking. You're not going to be thinking about things when you're hustling from your desk to the restaurant to get lunch and then hustling back. You know, that's not long enough to walk, get any kind of profound insight into the workings of your own mind and the mind of the collective conscious and the universe and the world. And that's where you have the insight. That's why I think you are the best thinkers, the most intelligent people, the people who have created the most and done the most in the world, probably got a lot of their insight from walking and walking long enough for that cares, the normal mundane cares of the day, kind of get washed out of your mind briefly, and then the big insights come. So that's what I love about walking the most, actually, is it's like I start out walking, and think, oh gosh, I really don't have time. I'm supposed to be working on the internet in my spare time. I'm supposed to be working on my small businesses. I should be cleaning the house. I should be doing this, that, and the other thing, but here I am wasting time by walking. And I think, well, you know, I'm really trying to lose a few pounds, so I better walk, right? I better take care of my health. I don't want to die young. I better walk. So I start walking with a combination of guilt for doing it and guilt for not doing it. And then I get down the block a few blocks and you start noticing, oh, it's, you know, pretty nice day. You know, you see the neighbors, oh, they're, you know, working on their house. They're doing that thing. I wonder why they're doing that. That looks like a mess. Oh, I like the color of that house. You start noticing things in nature, right? But then at some point you start, boy, I'm walking here 10 or 15 minutes. I'm starting to get a little tired. I wish I was home laying on the couch instead of walking here now. When I go back, it's all uphill. Oh, the wind is picking up. Is it going to rain? You know, you have all these stupid, mundane cares. But then just as those cares seem to overwhelm, there's a certain tiredness that kicks in. And I find that's when I start thinking. That's where, oh boy, that's what that meant. Oh man, I have to talk about this on the website. Oh man, this is what I can write about. This is what my next book was about. This is a project I can do. This is how I want to live life. This is where I want to go to travel. This is what I can tell my son, give him some encouragement. This is what I can do for my daughter to better her life. This is what I need to do to make my life better. All right. This is what you get from when you walk. This is how you make your life better, is by this, the walking. And it's so simple and it's so beautiful. And I don't think anybody really talks about it enough. I mean, you will see it will just turn your life around if you can do that. And you can't think about walking as it's, oh, I should be running so I get in better shape faster. No, walking is, it will get you in some degree of shape, but it's the mind work. It's the gentle exercise that's just exerting enough that your mind helps you. Your mind and the collective mind, I believe, will get through to you when you walk. And that's why you do it. For one, for your health, and two, for your mind. I mean, give this some serious thought. In fact, I would encourage you to listen to this and then get out on that walk and see what I mean. You'll probably say, oh, that guy, he's just a blowhard. But after 15 minutes, you're going to have these insights will start popping to you. And you want these insights to come to you all the time. So that's why you're going to be walking every day or nearly every day. And I know it's going to be impossible to walk every day. I know you're busy. I'm busy. I can't walk every day. It's too much, right? I'm not going to walk on the day I lift weight. That's too much exercise for me. I'm not going to walk on the day I'm sprinting because that's too much. But all those other days, you do the walk, and your life will start to get better and better. You're going to have the insights. You're going to have the ideas. And when you get back from the walk, you implement those ideas. You take your notes. Oh, I thought about this today. And these ideas, it's not like you're going to, it takes 5 minutes to have an idea. An idea will happen like this. It just pops in and you write it down and you remember it. And you put it in your computer, whatever kind of note-taking storage you do. Some of these ideas will be so good that you will be compelled to act on them immediately. You'll be compelled to say, hey, I've got to do that. I've got to start that book today. I'm going to start writing it today. I'm going to get this major idea on my computer and on saved, and I'm going to act on that. This is an idea for a website. This is an idea for a product. This is an idea for a project. I can add this to this existing book and revitalize it. I can change careers to this. I can go to my boss and tell him why I need to do this project, right? This is how I want my relationship to go. See, these are the kind of things that will start coming to you the more you walk. All these beautiful, grand ideas will come to you because you got to get out of that mundane, normal, chattery type stuff that comes to you all the time, and just you get past it. And that's what the walking does for a person. That's what it does for me. And it's the same way almost every time. It's like at first I'm not thinking of anything other than these chattery thoughts, the mundane. Then just as I'm thinking, well, this is kind of an unproductive walk, I haven't thought of anything, and then you're starting to complain in your mind about how tired you are and how much my feet hurt, how much I wish I was back home already and laying on the couch, then the ideas, they start to spark and they come. And if you know they're coming, you will look forward to these walks. You will want to take these walks every day because the ideas will come. So that was, give that some thought, take a walk, improve your health, improve your mind, improve your life. Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.